AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A man missing at sea for 66 days was found about 9 hours ago in the Atlantic by a German-flagged vessel. Louis Jordan's father says he thanked the captain for saving his son.
Louis, you're fine, son. I'm so glad that you're alive. We prayed and prayed, and we hoped that you were still alive.
Louis Jordan was found drifting in his sailboat, Angel, about 200 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. His family is now waiting for him to be airlifted by a Coast Guard helicopter from the ship that found him and flown to a hospital in Norfolk, Virginia. His mother says the family plans on having a wonderful Easter celebration. A framework for a nuclear agreement with Iran has been worked out in Switzerland, but there's still no deal yet.
The president says if this deal is completed, it will block all of Iran's routes to a nuclear bomb.
It will make our country, our allies, and our world safer.
And he says he hopes lawmakers will set aside partisan differences as they consider their next move.
These are matters of war and peace, and they should be evaluated based on the facts.
Key lawmakers in both parties have deep doubts about this deal, and some would impose still tougher sanctions. But Obama says that would likely cause international sanctions to unravel and lead right back to the only other alternative to this pact, bombing Iran's program. Mark Smith at the White House.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey pleaded not guilty today in Newark to federal corruption charges involving lavish gifts and travel in the Florida dentist luxury jet in exchange for favors. Menendez says he's been hounded by the Justice Department for 3 years.
Now they have laid out their case. We will finally have an opportunity to respond on the record in court with the facts.
This is AP Radio News. Islam will be the fastest growing religion in the world in the foreseeable future. That's according to a new study.
The Pew Research Center says that's because of birth and death rates and immigration patterns. By 2050, there will be almost as many Muslims in the world as there will be Christians. The number of Christians in the U.S. will drop over the next 40 years to about two-thirds of the population. It's about three-fourths now. The Pew study says much of the growth in Christianity and in Islam will be in Africa. I'm Rita Foley.
Robert Schuller, a California televangelist and author who beamed his upbeat messages on faith and redemption to millions of followers from his landmark Crystal Cathedral, only to see his empire crumble in his waning years, died today. He was 88. He died of cancer. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.